Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am. Wait, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Patricia.
Close. Nick? No, it's one letter over. Oscar. N-O. No.
P-O-M.
Mike. Mike with an M.
Right,
Mike. And you are?
I'm Tiffany.
See, you know your name.
Right.
She's smart. And today we're going to be talking about fun
videos.
Yay.
So, do you know any fun videos
Now,
that
when
you
you
would
say
be watching?
videos, I'm an old guy, so I might think like music videos, but of course we're talking about YouTube videos. Fun videos on YouTube, there are just too many.
There are.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, there's that. What's that one that's been downloaded a million, bajillion, kajillion times? That one about, he bit my finger. You
Oh,
know, the little, Charlie
Charlie.
bit my finger.
That
That's,
one's cute.
that one's very cute. I also like David After the Dentist. Have you
Oh,
ever seen
right. I've
that
seen
one?
that one.
That one's really
That
funny,
one's
too.
cute.
But
Children are cute.
children are cute, and you know what else is cute? Animals! And I think
Right.
some of the videos we have today will feature animals. So let's check it out now.
Animal celebrities.
I'm feeling a little bored. What can I do?
You can watch some funny videos with me.
Cool! I love funny videos on the internet.
They always cheer me up when I feel bored or down.
Let's see what videos are on YouTube.
Great idea! Alright, this one got more than 20 million views.
It's Maru, a cute cat from Japan. Look at it playing.
Oh, this cat looks intelligent.
It's naughty, too. Look at the way it jumps into boxes.
That's amazing. What else can we find?
Video, video. Our teacher played a video about planets during science class. Our teacher played a video about planets during science class. Down, down. Sally felt down because her soccer team lost the game last night. Sally felt down because her soccer team lost the game last night. Intelligent, intelligent. The intelligent student can solve many difficult science problems. The intelligent student can solve many difficult science problems. Naughty, naughty. A naughty cat jumped on the table and knocked the glass over. A naughty cat jumped on the table and knocked the glass over.
Okay, well, I guess it's just another summer afternoon. Mm-hmm. This sometimes happens at the end of the summer holiday, right?
Right.
I've gone to the swimming pool 500 times. I've been to the beach 23 times. I've watched all the new Iron Man 6 and, you know, all the big movies. I'm feeling a little bored, says Brendan. What can I do? So, yeah, if you're bored, you're not having fun. Fun. This is like so. It's the same as yesterday. It's not interesting. I'm bored. Now remember, you feel bored, but something is boring. So never ever say, I feel boring. No, 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 no. I feel bored because the TV show or movie or whatever is boring. It's boring. You're bored. But what can I do? I'm bored.
Okay, well, you know what Patricia says? You can watch some funny videos with me.
Mm.
Okay, so videos here, it means like you can use a camera. Okay, so for example, we use a camera and we take pictures of maybe a place or someone like Mike.
I'm bored.
Yeah, wait, it's interesting. Because pictures are still images,
yes.
But videos, they move. Mm-hmm. They are moving images. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you can use maybe a video recorder mm-hmm. or a camera. Mm-hmm. And now we can use smartphones now to take moving pictures. And those are called videos.
That's right, yeah.
So we can watch them again and again and again and again. Mm. All right, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. Our sample sentence is, our teacher played a video about planets during science class. Our teacher played a video about planets during science class.
Okay, so it's more mm-hmm. like a movie. The teacher wasn't just holding up pictures. They were mm-hmm. actually watching like a movie or a TV show. That would be a video.
Right.
Okay, well, videos can be very entertaining, right? You mm-hmm. can learn things from them, or they can just make you laugh. And Brendan, he likes the videos. He likes watching all kinds of videos, especially, well, he says, cool, I love funny videos on the internet. Ah, so these aren't science videos in school. These are funny videos, people or animals or funny things happening. Watching them on the internet, I think a lot of people would think of YouTube.
Right.
That
and it's
internet.
So convenient, too.
Exactly, that website, and they have lots of funny videos. Some of them are really, really short, mm-hmm. just a few seconds. Some of them are longer. But of course, you can watch millions of them for free on the internet. And that's a good way to not feel bored. And that's what Patricia says, right?
Right. So she says, they always cheer me up when I feel bored or down. Mm. Okay, so what does down mean?
Down is that way and up is that way.
Oh,
but of course, how can you feel down? You can go down, like go down the stairs, but feel down. What we're talking about here is feeling sad. You're feeling unhappy. Maybe you're feeling blue. That's another word that we often use to talk about, oh, I'm not happy. I'm kind of down. I'm a little bit sad.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be really, really down if we didn't have an example sentence. Do we have an example sentence?
We do. Our example sentence is, Sally felt down because her soccer team lost the game last night.
Okay.
So Sally felt down because her soccer team lost the game last night.
Yes, of course, she wanted to win. Mm-hmm. She was really excited, but they didn't win. So she's sad or she's feeling down. Well, come on, Sally, you'll get them next time.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan says, let's see what videos are on YouTube. Okay, so Brendan knows the place to go. Go straight to YouTube. Patricia says, great idea. So click, 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 move, 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 click, 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 doot, doot, doot. All right, she says, she's found one. There's one there she's found on YouTube, and it got more than 20 million views.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of different people. Now, maybe it's not 20 million people, but it's been watched 20 million times by a lot of people, of course. This word view, a view, we don't often use a view in this way, but with modern technology mm-hmm. and things like videos on the internet, YouTube, a view basically is just telling you how many times people have clicked, downloaded, and watched the video. So obviously, 20 million, that's popular. I think, what's his name? Gangnam Style,
right?
Psy, he has the most views. It's over a billion now.
He surpassed Justin Bieber.
He beat Justin Bieber, so his Gangnam Style video got a billion views. Is that right? Was it a billion?
I'm not sure, but I know he definitely beat
Justin
Bieber.
Big number, but still, 20 million is really, really good.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here we have an 英文快译 tone, so let's take a look at that first.
English.
Oh yeah!
What time is it? 现在几点? 像这种问句就叫做直接问句。不过今天我们要教各位同学的可是间接问句哦。但究竟什么是间接问句呢? 今天就让我们节目中教各位同学吧。一般我们所谓的直接问句很简单的就是像 How are you? 你好吗? Do you know him? 你认识他吗? 但间接问句就是包含在句子里面的问句，不是直接提问，而是间接的说出问题。例如，Do you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is? 这里面结合了 Do you know? 你知道吗？跟 What time is it? 现在几点？将两个句子合并在一起，就成了我们所谓的间接问句。一般的直接问句句型为疑问词加上动词再加上主词，就像刚刚提到的 What time is it? 但是间接问句可不是这样哦，它的句型为子句加上疑问词加上主词再加上 be 动词或者动词。所以像刚刚我们说到的 Do you know what time it is? Is 这个 be 动词就必须要放到主词的后方，这点同学们要特别注意哦。让我来多举个例句跟同学参考看看。例如今天你到店里买东西，看到一个不错的包包，一般你可能会说 How much is the bag? 这个包包多少钱？但用间接问句的讲法，你就可以说 Can you tell me how much the bag is? Can you tell me how much the bag is? 你能跟我说这个包包多少钱吗？又或者说你今天在路上跟人家问路，你可能会说 Where is the station? 但用间接问句的方法，你就可以说 Do you know where the station is? 你知道这个车站在哪里吗？经过今天讲解之后，同学们对间接问句的用法是不是比较了解了呢？总之间接问句的用法就是主词跟动词的位置要互换，这样有记起来吗？Do you understand what I taught today? 了解了吧？好，英文快译通，我们下次见咯。
Okay, so what is this video that has 20 million views? It's gotta be good.
Alright, so Brandon says, it's Maru, a cute cat from Japan. And he says, look at it playing. Do you know who Maru is?
Wait. Brandon said he was bored.
Right.
So watching a cat playing will make him feel not bored?
But maybe the cat is doing something really funny.
I guess I should probably watch the video.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a little more interesting than that. Patricia says, aw, this cat looks intelligent. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, cats can be intelligent. If someone or an animal, we could also call it something like that, intelligent, it means it's very smart. It learns very quickly. It's got a good brain. It does things, maybe like a pet. It does things that you wouldn't. How does the cat know how to drive a car?
Oh.
That's amazing. And look, there's a dog flying a helicopter. It's very intelligent or it's very smart. For example, we could say the intelligent student can solve many difficult science problems, I should say. The intelligent student can solve many difficult science problems. Science is for intelligent people.
Right. And math, too.
Math, too.
I'm pretty bad at that.
And flying helicopters.
Yeah. So let's see why this cat is so intelligent, because Brendan says it's naughty, too.
Oh, naughty.
Oh, so look at the way it jumps into boxes.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so I've seen Maru's video.
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah. What he does is he likes to jump into boxes.
Mm-hmm.
For example, he likes to run through them.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is he just lays there and he's really happy. And I guess everyone loves cats.
Oh,
everyone
so
loves
cute.
Videos.
Super kawaii.
That's right. Mm. Okay. But here we saw a word power word. We see the word naughty.
He's naughty.
What is naughty? Naughty means you're very bad, you don't pay attention, or you're not obedient, and maybe you don't listen to your parents or your teachers.
So you break the rules sometimes, but it's kind of not really bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's being a little bit bad. Now, if you steal money from a bank, you're not naughty, you're just bad.Naughty is for people who do, well, not such bad things. Like, let's say, for example, your mom makes some cookies and she says, don't eat a cookie until after dinner, and you kind of sneak into the kitchen and steal a cookie. That's naughty. Stealing money from a bank, that's just bad. Not naughty at all. Now we have a naughty little example sentence, don't we, about the word naughty?
That's right. So our example sentence is...A naughty cat jumped on the table and knocked the glass over.
Naughty cat broke my glass.
So the naughty cat jumped on the table and knocked the glass over. Tsk, tsk, tsk.
That's too bad. Is that the kind of naughty thing that Maru might do?
Probably. I think he just likes to squeeze into things,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe knock things over a bit.
Oh, that does sound pretty cute. Or even amazing, as mm-hmm. Patricia says. That's amazing. If something's amazing, it's very wonderful. Maybe it's also kind of surprising. You didn't expect that kind of thing. That's so cool. It's amazing. And then she says, what else can we find? Now, that's the problem with YouTube, is when you go on just to watch one video, then you look at the clock and it's 2 hours later and you've watched about 45 videos.
Right. So it's very addicting.
YouTube can be very, very addictive that way. It can kind of suck you in. But maybe for a Saturday afternoon in the middle of the summer when you're kind of bored,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what you want, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Why not?
All right, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back right after that. All right, so we were talking about Maru, the Japanese cat who does cute and kind of naughty things mm-hmm. on the internet, right?
And he likes to jump into boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, I think he just looks really cute and fluffy, so that's
okay.
why so many people like Maru.
Interesting. So there's more than one video about Maru on YouTube. There must be many of them.
Actually, I think there's more than 20.
Wow! Mm-hmm. So Maru's probably got fans, he's probably got all sorts of, he's maybe on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. He's probably a superstar.
Okay, I think a lot of Japanese people and Taiwanese people love their cats.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with videos being everywhere, I mean, cameras being everywhere, right? You can make videos with your cell phone now. Mm-hmm. It's great. So if you guys have a cute cat out there, why not grab your cell phone camera or your video camera and make a cute video? And maybe we can have a Taiwanese Maru. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
You can have your cat become the Taiwanese Maru.
I would like to, but I don't think she can do it anymore.
Aww.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to be back tomorrow checking out some more very interesting internet videos. So we will see you then. Until then, keep on clicking. Click,
click. English小聚会.
No running in the hallways.
No running in the hallways.
Hello everyone, I'm Zephyr. 昨天我们学到上课发言前呢要先举手。除此之外啊，在学校还有什么需要注意的地方呢？我们在学校还要注意 No running in the hallways. No running in the hallways 就是不要在走廊上奔跑。Run, R-U-N, run 就是奔跑、跑步的意思。你要在操场上跑步那 OK 啊，但是啊，在 hallway 走廊上，空间是比较狭窄的，就不适合奔跑咯。那 hallway 其实就是指连接不同房间的走道，所以家里的走道叫做 hallway， 旅馆的走道也叫做 hallway。hallway 的拼法是 H-A-L-L-W-A-Y， hallway。那么除了在 hallway 在走廊上不能够奔跑以外呢，其实啊，我们在很多地方也会看见。No running, 禁止奔跑的一个标志。例如说 No running in the museum, 在博物馆内禁止奔跑。No running in the library, 图书馆内禁止奔跑。还有啊，夏天戏水的时候要注意 No running by the pool, 在游泳池边禁止奔跑。这些规定不但是尊重别人，也是在保护自己哦。So remember, no running in the hallways.今天的小聚会就先告一段落。Don't forget to come back and join us next time.
No running in the hallways.
No running in the hallways.
Animal celebrities.
I'm feeling a little bored. What can I do?
You can watch some funny videos with me.
Cool. I love funny videos on the internet.
They always cheer me up when I feel bored or down.
Let's see what videos are on YouTube.
Great idea. All right, this one got more than 20 million views.
It's Maru, a cute cat from Japan. Look at it playing.
Oh, this cat looks intelligent.
It's naughty, too. Look at the way it jumps into boxes.
That's amazing. What else can we find?
Video. Video. Our teacher played a video about planets during science class. Our teacher played a video about planets during science class. Down. Down. Sally felt down because her soccer team lost the game last night. Sally felt down because her soccer team lost the game last night. Intelligent. Intelligent. The intelligent student can solve many difficult science problems. The intelligent student can solve many difficult science problems. Naughty. Naughty. A naughty cat jumped on the table and knocked the glass over. A naughty cat jumped on the table and knocked the glass over.